You are listening to VFN Radio. VFN Radio, I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the studios is Pat Hamilton for the extra hour.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness.
God is good.
Yes, he is. Give another shout out to Minnesota. Minnesota. We're going to shout out to the VFN family this morning. I just want to encourage you, don't forget the VFN annual family gatherings coming up August the 3rd to the 5th. It was powerful. The Lord blessed us last year. This is the year for all of us to get together. And the original intent, we're going back to the original intent, August the 3rd to the 5th. Find out more on DoSpace. I want to encourage you also to gather all your churches together for a citywide event for the VFN family gathering. How good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. Give a shout out this morning to Daphne. We give a shout out to this morning to Elvis. Elvis, we just want to say good morning. We're glad to have you as a listener. Elvis LaVoy. And a shout out to Mary this morning. Pray the Lord would encourage you as you encourage so many. Give a shout out this morning to John. Be strong. Strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You are listening to VFN Radio. I am your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me in the studios is Pat Hamilton, who had a look of shock on his face when he found out that Elvis was listening to VFN Radio.
He's in the building.
He's on the radio. I don't know if he's listening. But Elvis was an officer, retired officer now, but just filled with wisdom. He's like always has a question and about, you know, case law and all these different things going on. And but yeah, we have Elvis, man. Elvis is listening to us now. We have Elvis. Oh my goodness. Well, wasn't that a wonderful first hour? That's amazing. If you don't know, you got to find out. In our first hour, we talked about, you know, God is pro-choice. If that kind of makes your antennas go up, you got to find out what it is.
Yeah, right.
You can hear it in the first hour today and realize that God is waiting for us to make a choice. We're involved in the processes, and we want to be able to be a part of God's prevailing plans. You know, we want to be a part of what he's doing.
That's right.
And so what was it like in Orlando with, you know, outside of what you guys were doing there? I mean, did you get a chance to swing over to see Mickey or anything like that?
No, didn't do anything like that. We just hung out, spent time with family. It was good seeing her dad again. Mm-hmm. And hung out, really. Didn't have to do a whole lot. Didn't have time really doing that.
That's actually...
It was more enjoyable than just sitting around doing nothing.
Right. Yeah, we worked.
I kicked back, listened to the radio program. Right. Like, wow, man, these guys are good.
Yeah. And so I love having Steve on.
Yeah,
I love having Steve on. We have a great time. And, you know, Steve's like on a countdown.
Yeah.
It's 20-something days, you know, before, you know, he's going to be in Pittsburgh. I can't wait. I was just talking to Brett. You know, Brett's in Minnesota and in his training in Frontier Airlines. And he'll be back in Colorado soon. But we're just strategizing about, you know, all the churches and what's happening and what's going to happen. And listen, God's got a plan. You understand? He has a plan. And he's setting things up. It's totally amazing what he's doing, and VFN Radio is a part of that plan. You know, that we need to stop listening to the lies of the enemy. We need to stop listening to wrong perspectives. I mean, it's so important. We're going to be talking more about, you know, getting wisdom about the false religions that are out there. And, you know, we talked about Mormonism, we talked about Islam, and we have to understand what they are and what, you know, Hinduism and all is. So we know that, like, it's a clear choice that that's not the same Jesus, you know, that they're talking about. And so with that, there's one thing we're going to talk about, a documentary that was done. It's called Quran by Heart,
mm-hmm.
which is the writings of Muhammad,
mm-hmm.
the Quran, and how they train their children across the world to memorize the Quran through mm-hmm. singing and remembering. And they don't even, in this documentary, you know, the kids didn't even know what they were really saying, but they were getting it in them, and they were being judged. The judges had all these computer screens, and they would quote out from the Quran, and they would, you know, say it, and then they would judge them based on what they were doing. This poor young man from Africa was being sent by his community, his Islamic community, to go to Mecca to be able to have this competition, and they had all this pressure on this small, maybe 8-year-old boy.
Mm.
And all this room was watching him as he was trying to remember. I mean, you can relate to this. You remember standing up in school? Well, you had all these judges, with, you know, in the Muslim garb sitting mm-hmm. up there. Although they were in, you know, 1500 dress, they were actually leaning forward with today's technology with computers.
Yeah.
And they were going to judge him based on how well he did it. And he began to try to remember the Quran. He tried to remember it. And he just broke down and began to cry. But all his family was still in, his community was still in Africa. And he was in Mecca by himself.
Oh wow!
And he just all that just came in on him, and we want to, you know, I saw this documentary. Don and I were in Atlanta celebrating our anniversary sometime back, and we're thumbing channels in the hotel. There, it was hot. It's hot in Atlanta.
I don't know.
It was so hot. It's like, we'll just go to the hotel, and. We're thumbing channels in the hotel, and we saw this documentary. It just like overtook me. I couldn't believe that the world's religions understand how God's made man better than the church understands how God's made man.
Mm.
They understand if we want that man to be following Muhammad, we got to get Muhammad's word in him.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he'll fill his heart with whatever, that's what he'll become. And that's what he'll say. And whatever he says, that's what he'll have.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the call to prayer that we talked about, and you can go back and see that, you know, about having a mosque in your community at where the Twin Towers were hit, and, you know, the call to prayer 4 times a day, and they are actually calling out their creed, what they believe in, 4 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time they're calling it out, they're probably calling it out 2 to 4 times in that time. So they're saying, memorize the Quran,
mm-hmm.
and every day wash your ears with what we believe, and this is how we're going to maintain Islam, the nation of Islam.
Right.
And so, but the church, I don't have time to be in the Word. I can't abide with the Lord. I'm so busy making money and doing things and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard a different gospel priest. It really doesn't matter what's in your heart. It just mm-hmm. launched a set of prayer somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And creed, what's that? What's that? You know?
Yeah.
You know, and you can find this on the VFNTV blog, you know, what is our creed? And it compares to the creed of Islam and the creed of the church. And we literally may have to start putting speakers out to be able to talk about Jesus is Lord and there's only one way to God and the original Son of Man and he was born of a virgin and, you know, and all these, the creed that we believe, because the church is so, not only a lot of the church don't even know it, but they've forgotten the relevancy of knowing it, which means, oh my goodness, it's not going to be good. And so we'll be talking about that. And, but it's called Quran by Heart. It's a documentary that was done. You probably can find it on amazon.com and just watch, learn, you know, don't shut yourself down to learning. I mean, documentaries are good because you can see actual factual happenings and you can pray about it and understand it and realize that God loves every person on the face of the earth. And he would, that no one would be lost, and understand if somebody is a Muslim, that they still can be one to the Lord. I mean, God's been given dreams to Muslims, and they're seeing Jesus in their sleep, and they're turning their lives over to God.
Wow.
And understand that it can be won by winning them into eternal life, you know, with Jesus. So as all these things are coming, we're, you know, learning these things as we go. We did a in-depth look at Well, I want to stay on Islam for a moment because we also have another aspect that's coming to VFN Radio, and it'll be available on the VFN TV blog, where we actually take the Bible right by the Quran. You're able to look at the Bible, and then it's going to go right straight to the Quran. You're going to compare a few scriptures to understand they're the antithesis of each other. Mm-hmm. They're the opposite. It's like, oh my goodness, you mean you're waiting for your Savior to come out of a hole in the ground, and he's going to put a mark on you, and that's going to set you apart? I mean, you think about that. It's like, when you understand that, you'll understand how demonic that is and how deceptive it is, and how if our president's making a covenant with that in the White House and he feels that it's his job as the president of the United States to defend every stereotype of Islam in the world as the president, you know, this is serious, because actually his job as a president is to defend the United States Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic, and to be able to protect our borders. That's actually what the job of the president is.
All right.
And as a private citizen, of course, yeah, I mean, he can free do whatever he wants to, but it's not the president. He says, as the president of the United States of America, I find it my job. This is his Cairo speech that he did with his first international speech, and you can find about that on the VFN TV blog. But it's our job as believers to make the Father known through his Son, Jesus Christ. We're going to have to get in the Word. We're going to have to learn these things. We also learned about Mormonism. You know, I started, you know, in my journey with Mormonism, hoping that, you know, it was learning about it, that, you know, I was just open to whichever way it was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And although my spirit man was saying one thing, I was going to learn, you know, what it was. And when I began to learn about it, I was like, no, oh my goodness. You know, and, you know, everybody's talking about Jesus. Almost every religion out there, you know, talks about Jesus. And the thing that Jesus said, who do they say that I am? You know, some say this and some say that and some say this. And then he turns to his disciples and he said, who do you say I am? And Peter says, you are the Son of God. Mm. You hold the keys to eternal life. And he said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven on this rock. What rock? What was just said? It matters who Jesus is to you. The most important thing about you. This is the most important thing about you. No matter what, it's not your money, your things. It's what you think about God.
Mm.
What are your thoughts about God? Because you can have wrong thoughts about God. You can have deceptive thoughts about God. And you can think that there's more ways to God other than through Jesus Christ. And it's going to have eternal consequences because your thoughts are wrong towards God.
Mm.
But God will reveal himself to you through his Son, by his Spirit, if you ask him to.
Right.
You know, and you can find out, you know, where several of us have posted up, you know, how we kind of found the Lord and how we met him. And it's at meetmyfather.org, because Jesus's desire and goal was to make the Father known. He wanted to make the Father known. And that's what he did. Mm-hmm. And now he says, that's our responsibility. And somebody says, well, why is it meet my Father? Why is it not meet Jesus? Well, you got to meet the Father through Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But if you miss out that it's all about a Father who wants a relationship with you, he wants you to become his son or his daughter through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, the firstborn amongst us, then you miss out its family. And if you miss out its family, then you're some organization trying to institutionalize your, you know, like Charles Simpson says, he says, you know, we institutionalize our children when they were little, and then we get older, they institutionalize us.
Yeah, right.
You know?
I know?
And we wonder what's going on. The thing is, but if it's a relationship and it's family, if it's family, it's just like, you know, you just have family. There's so much stuff we want to be able to talk about and learn. But I do want to say this. Here we are. We are days away from voting across the nation of America.
Mm-hmm.
We are days away from voting in the primaries across the country and then the main election. I mean, November is the countdown. I mean, what choices are we going to make? If you miss the first hour, everything is weighing in the balance. And it's not just making a choice. It's making a choice for the right reasons. It's not making a choice because of money. It's not making a choice because of business. It's making a choice in the fear of the Lord. And as we talked about Mormonism, as we talked about Islam, we talked about, you know, a different Jesus, and both of the two candidates that are running for presidential office, and there may be some write-ins I don't know about, that they're both talking about a different Jesus that's in the Bible. And so with us being believers, we got to have the fear of the Lord in our heart about what are we going to do? You know, what? It's not good. It doesn't look good when you have two of the ones that are wanting to lead your nation, to lead your country, have different Jesuses. you know,
right.
A different Jesus. And so in Angels of Light, I believe there's a blog about it in a highlight called Angel of Light.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about that Satan masquerades as an angel of light.
Right.
And it's maybe available on VFN TV. You can subscribe for free to get it at VFNTV.com. Listen, shut everything off between now and November. Find God.
Mm. Yeah.
Everything in you, find God. It's not going to be the same country. It's not going to be the same life. It's not going to be the same world after November. I don't think, whatever way it goes, it's not going to be the same.
Mm-mm.
But understand, if my people who are called by my name will find him, mm-hmm. will turn from our wicked ways, and he will hear us, he'll forgive us, and mm-hmm. he'll restore us if we humble ourselves. And it's not about just praying, because a lot of people talk about praying.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't even hear us.
Right.
He doesn't even hear our prayers if we don't humble ourselves. And humility is defined as total dependency on God and respect for other people. Don't waste any time between now and the time you're going to pull a lever for whoever you're going to choose to run from your school boards to your president, whoever it's going to be. You know, pray, abide with the Lord, and cry out to God for personal repentance, for your family's repentance. You know, face the facts of where we are as a nation and understand that it is time for us to, we are in America, we're literally issued the edicts, you know, where a king issues an edict, says off with their head, or they say a new ruler comes in, you know, or whatever, a king would say that. But in America, it's a government by the people and for the people. So God is looking at us wondering what edict we're going to issue. You know, what are we going to say? Are we going to say we want a godly leader who has the right viewpoints of Jesus? Well, based on what we're seeing, I don't think there's a choice of, you know, how they see Jesus. I'm not saying he's not a good man. I'm saying he don't understand the right Jesus. You know what I'm saying? The quote from Facing the Giants. Remember that Facing the Giants?
Yeah.
And a real cool movie. And he was a coach. And the guy was a coach, and he had left. And they were trying to get his junior coach to take over the team. They were trying to undermine his leadership or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks in. He's already having a bad time, as it was. And he mm-hmm. walks in. And he happens to overhear the meeting, and they're talking about replacing him. He like stops. He goes, "Oh my goodness!" And some country dude, you know, goes, "I'm not saying he's not a good man. I'm saying he's not a good coach." You know, and so often you can't talk about something in America today without people saying, "You're just calling me bad." You know, it's like, well, no, not really. You can be really, really do life well. You could be a good business person. You could be a good father. I mean, in regards to provision and different things like that, and a good mother. But you still, outside of Jesus Christ, are not going to end up in the right place. Good's not going to get you to God.
Nope.
And if, in fact, we're fighting with somebody in regards to, and you're in war together, and you're shoulder to shoulder, like a lot of our troops are, you know, you're just glad they're fighting on the same team, and that we're going to, you know, police officers have to have each other cover each other's backs and all that. And it doesn't mean they have the same beliefs. I mean, you can function in life and work together in the workplace, but you have an obligation before God to say who Jesus really is.
That's right.
You know, and mm-hmm. that before God with fear and trembling, you pull the lever knowing you're not pulling a lever for their viewpoint of Jesus and everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm.
You're pulling the lever for what God is leading you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a fear of God time. You know, pray for the fear of the Lord. But I want you to hear about, you know, voting and understanding that, and we'll be right back. We're going to talk about, you know, God's news behind the news, and we're going to talk about, you know, voting. You know, we're not going to tell you, obviously, you know, who to vote for. It's for you to be able, as an American citizen, to educate yourself and find out who that is. We always say, though, spend 90 days abiding with God. You know, spend time with God. You know, get his heart. You know, and if you need to abide with him, I mean, and it's very specific. You know, be very specific in how you abide with him. You know, if you need a plan, and most people want to, they just need a plan. Go to iabide.org, and you'll instantly have access to a plan. Just request it, and everything you need. And spend time with God, and find out what God's heart. Make this year different than any other year, because first, you're going to abide with God about your choice of a leader. Secondly, get educated on the leader.
Right.
You get educated on the leader. And thirdly, you can't not fight a war without a gun, right? You can't fight a war without a gun. And you cannot vote unless you're registered to vote.
That's right.
You know, and many people gave their lives for us to have the right to vote. Mm-hmm. But we can't vote. It's just, you know, so you can need to register to vote. And I talked about that, I believe, last week. But I just want to tell you just a little bit more in some understandings about being registered to vote, that You know, 20 to 30% of all conservative groups, conservative groups in America,
right?
20 to 30% are not registered to vote.
Oh,
20 to 30%. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
Really, I don't think if you're not registered to vote, why are you even having an opinion about this?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can't. So you can't fight a war without a gun, and you cannot change or pick leaders that God lays on your heart unless you actually have you've been registered to vote. You can register, but you don't have to fight to go do it. You don't have. I mean, people had to go through a lot of things to vote in the past. You look at Iraq. You know, when they had their first vote, that they walked in with their fingerprint and they put it down. That was a huge thing. I mean, death, and a lot of our soldiers died to be able to give them the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and. But 20 to 30% of all conservative groups are not 20 to 30% are not registered to vote.
Amazing,
isn't that something in America? And 14% of all Americans, of all the Americans, right? 14% of them believe that they're registered, but they're not. Right?
Really?
Yeah. That's 33 million people. Who could show up at the polls and totally determine where this country is going to go next.
Wow.
Yeah, we just, oh my goodness, wake us up, oh God, right? I mean, if the Christians would just spend time with God first, don't vote your pocketbook or your wallet,
right?
But vote Jesus, you know, vote how God would want you to vote, and all your leaders, whoever they are, I'm not saying who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, this whole nation would just go that direction.
All right.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I mean, you think about this, that in the year 2000, we had a president then. His name was President Bush, George Bush, George W.
Mm-hmm.
He was the son of George.
Right.
And not the son of George Washington, but anyway. So Florida was like the clincher state. You know, they counted everything. Remember the hanging Chad thing and all that kind of stuff. And so they were counting the votes, you know, and it was between him and
Gore.
Oh, that's right. And Gore and Vice President Gore. And they were actually, it was very close. And when they've counted all the votes, it was 537 votes.
Wow.
They gave him Florida and they gave him the presidency. 537. Let's back up a little bit. Nope, let's go a little bit further. In 2008, President Obama, he wins, which is our president now, mm-hmm. he wins North Carolina by 13,692 votes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only 0.32% of North Carolina. It's such a small margin that are determining who's going to be our leader or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you think about... Indiana, you know, President Obama won it by 26,163 votes. That's only 1% of the vote there.
Wow.
And this is what I'm saying. I'm saying that you need to register to vote. You're an American, whoever you are, whatever party you are. And you need to read. My mama was a, and my dad was a, therefore I am a, you know, and you find out, well, your past three people, you know, didn't ever read what the platforms were. So just every political party has a platform. So just read it.
Mm-hmm.
Read the political platform, what they stand for. And they'll tell you how they stand on abortion. They'll tell you how they stand on civil rights, how they stand on economy. And they develop a whole platform about this is our vision for our party.
Right.
And so then you just pick whatever, you know, that's how you got to pick. Because you got to pick something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or be an independent, I think, as it is. I don't know. They'll tell you. But if that small 537 votes determined a presidency, that means President Gore was 537 votes away from being the president.
Right.
537. That's like, you know, he could have been the president if more people, if 538 people would have voted.
That's right.
Isn't that wild? That's amazing how close it is. But what does that say about the 20 to 30% of all conservative organizations who are not even registered to vote? They're actually determined who is our leaders, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because if they would have registered to vote, all these 1%ers and these 2.32% and this 537 votes, that probably would have been more of a, you know, conservative viewpoint and value viewpoint winner, wouldn't it?
Right.
And then you think about that if 33 million people who think they are registered, you know, are not, then they determine who's going to be the next leader, because these are the ones that will show up at the polls to vote, and they'll find out their name's not on the roster because they feel that they are, but they find out when the poll worker's there, the polls worker's looking at them. They're trying to probably save their face. Oh, sir, you know, you're not registered. Your name would be here if you're registered.
Right.
And so you can just do some simple things this morning. You know, I want to encourage you. You know, people have died and paid a huge price for you to be able to vote. And a ministry called Wall Builders that we talk about, wallbuilders.org, they totally have a whole website set up to be able to help us and whoever you are find out if you're registered. If you're part of the 33 million people who think you are, but if you got really questions, you really don't know if you are, then you can go to wallbuilders.com/vote, or just go to wallbuilders.com and click on vote 2012. And the question it asks you is, are you registered to vote? You just put in your first and last name, your city, state, and zip, and you push a button called search, and it will let you know if you're registered or not. And if you're not registered, it will actually direct you immediately to a place that you can actually register to vote right there online. It just takes a couple of moments. 33 million people could register to vote right now if you just go to wallbuilders.com. wallbuilders.com/vote, or just go to wallbuilders.com and find out, you know, just do it privately because you don't want anybody to know that you were telling them you were and you're not, right?
Right.
And if the 20-30% of all conservative organizations would go to wallbuilders.com/vote, you know, find out, you know, if you're not, go ahead and register. What does that mean? That means that these people that are going to register, whoever they are and whatever their persuasion is, will determine who's going to be the leaders, the school board, county commissioners, governors, presidents, senators, representatives, all the way across the land, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They'll actually determine it.
Right.
But after you register to vote, again, I go back to spend 90 days abiding with God, you know, get in rhythm with God's voice, you know, hang out with people that have your value system. Get educated on the people that are running for office, and they have a right to answer. They have an obligation to answer your question, because you're actually saying to them that I'm thinking about allowing you to be a leader of our school board, of our county commission, or of our city council, or our governor, or state congress, or senate, or, you know, all the way. You're allowing them. So you need to get educated on it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if they lie to you, you know, God will actually see that, but at least ask them. You know, don't be intimidated, because, you know, I think God's really going to hold us accountable, you know, as American citizens, because we're the ones that choose our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just a product of what we've done or what we haven't done.
Right.
And so you can actually do that today. Wallbuilders.org. I think .org takes you there as well, too. But just to let you know. So get active, you know. We want you to be activated. We want you to be praying, seeking God. And we're going to believe God that in the next 4 years after November, that God's going to give us mercy and grace. And across the whole country, we're going to have leaders who agree with our value system, who loves God, who agrees with the Constitution, and they agree to uphold the Constitution. You know, and I'm going to read you the pledge probably next week that all of our elected officials pledge, but it boils down to they promise to defend United States Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic, which means there could be enemies in our country that are against our Constitution, which says all of our liberties come from God. You know, how could you deny where our liberties come from, right?
Right, exactly.
And the First Amendment allows us to have VFN radio, mm-hmm. you know, allows us to have VFN TV. It allows us to be able to speak freely and to worship God ever how we feel led to be able to worship God, where Congress cannot make any laws concerning the church or religion, mm-hmm. you know, and the right to gather. You know, it's really important. People think we take that for granted, but just President Putin, mm-hmm. you know, over in Russia just yesterday or this last week, he made a law that you cannot legally gather anymore.
Wow.
It's against the law to assemble publicly, you know, and that's what the First Amendment says. The First Amendment says that we can worship God freely. Mm-hmm. We have the right to assemble.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Isn't that important?
Yeah.
And the next is what? We have the right to bear arms.
Right.
And when we lose the First and Second Amendment, it's going to be a different world, a totally different world. So I just want to encourage you this morning that go to wallbuilders.com, wallbuilders.com, and just check and see if you are registered or if you're not, and then go ahead and do it to it and get ready to determine who our next leader is going to be in our country. We'll be right back. Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and with me in the studios is Pat Hamilton. Man, that is so important to be able to be registered to vote. Don't forget, you can go to the VFN TV blog and find out and click on Wall Builders in there, but it's entitled Vote Wall Builders. And you can easily find out if you are registered. If not, you can register. I think there's like hours left to be able to register for a lot of local elections across America. And you want to be, when you are praying to the Lord in November 15th, you want to know that you went and you met personally and talked with every single person that's asking you to lead them. Mm-hmm. You don't want to take somebody else's, unless it's a person that you know that did the research and found out and that they're not trying to get their personal agendas over, because we're going to answer to God for this. Mm-hmm. And we're just praying the mercies of the Lord over this country.
Amen.
And with God, all things are possible.
That's right.
All things are possible. Well, you know, I was looking at, you know, Barbara, you know, out of Texas. You know, Barbara Stills, pastor of VFN Spring. Her testimony on Meet My Father. You know, we talked about, you know, she was here and was talking about all the things going on. She's just a wonderful woman of God and mother and pastor and just teacher and just loves the Lord. I mean, just so many rewards in store for her, you know, and her children are so blessed, you know, and God's just really just honored her walk in God and him. And but originally her testimony is posted up on Meet My Father, because we have a couple testimonies there to kind of give you a different perspective. And Barbara has the dread perspective.
Yeah.
You heard the Drudge Report? She has the dreadlock report. You know, she, you know, when she was, you know, hungry for God and searching for God, and her journey, when she first found the Lord, she gave her life to the Lord on the Gulf Shores. She was had dreadlocks. So now she found a picture of what it was like for her at that time. And she has a beautiful young lady's picture there with dreadlocks. You got to check it out. It's meetmyfather.org. And it's the story for Barbara Still. If you have not yet, you know, made a decision to follow Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, listen, now is the time. Today is the day, you know, and go to meetmyfather.org so you can begin a relationship with him. And if you have made a choice to follow God and make Jesus the Lord of your life, but you're not practicing anything the Lord has laid upon you, remember, he says, the ones who actually hear this word of mine and they don't put it into practice is like somebody who builds their house on the sand. I don't care how pretty and how big your, quote, house is, it's going to fall. It's going to crash with a big crash if it's not built on Jesus. If you're not practicing what he said, which not singing about it, you know, not talking about it, you know, but practicing it, you know, practicing what he said. He says, now the one who practices it, the one who practices the word of God are the one that when the storm comes, and they do come, and it comes with a big winds and all this different stuff, that your house will stand. It's not that you won't go through storms, is that your house will stand. You'll be able to stand. You know, things, we may lose things and stuff like that, but you will stand, you know, maybe with a limp, but you'll stand because God's able to make you stand, putting it into practice and understand that a false gospel has been preached, and that's how we got to this point, that you don't have to practice. You don't have to walk in the ways of God. You can just say a prayer, and that's not true. He said, if you don't put these words into practice, you know, practice what is being preached. If you're not doing what you're saying or doing what, you know, the Lord says, he says, you're going to fall. You're going to fall with a great, great crash. And so it's important to know that you don't have to worry about anybody. You don't have to worry about what people are thinking or anything like that, because your answer alone. You just need to make a decision for yourself. You know, say, hey, you know, I am going to do what he says. I'm going to do what he says. And there's a lot of people right now, you know, I like to say that they're hear-hears, and people who hear and hear again, people mm-hmm. who do and do again. But God's looking for some hear do, mm-hmm. some people who hear it and do it. As a matter of fact, listen up.
How we talk about how do we get back to God? How do we get back to the place that we are to, maybe for the first time, to a place that we need to be in God? Mm-hmm. You know, and I think about three statements. I think about hearing. I think about doing, and I think about hearing and hearing, doing and doing, and hearing and doing. This is why I think about that. Mm. I think about that because, you know, we're told by Jesus that if you hear these words, Matthew chapter 7, if you hear, and there's a storm happening right now. It's not like coming, it's here, and it's just escalating. And he's talking about a storm, how to survive in the storm. Mm-hmm. He says, if you hear these words of mine and you put them into practice, in other words, if you hear it and you do it, you're like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the economy fell, I added that, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had the foundation of a rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them, does not practice them, is a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. The rain came down, the storms rose, the winds blew, the economy crashed, the government flipped, you know, all these different things. Wow. And it fell with a great crash. And you think about it. It's so important, you know, and the American church has gotten so used to just hearing. Did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. Did you hear? I heard that. Did you hear that? Oh, yeah, I heard that. You know, and and they said, you know what? I am so sold out for God. I'm so sold out for God, John. Listen, I'm going to go back next week, and I'm going to hear some more. And somebody says, you know, you haven't taught me, because I've been here 10 years, and I hear every week. hear, they said, right? But James tells us, you know, the brother of Jesus tells us in James chapter 1, he says, if you hear the word and you don't do it, you're merely deceiving. So if you're a hear, right? Think about it. Here. I mean, how many people, I've never seen such beautiful, orchestrated, elegant hearers. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, look how she's hearing. Isn't that amazing? Right. I mean, she nods her head. She gives feedback, an amen every now and then. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he does so well. I mean, he's hearing really well. I mean, these are the best hearers I've ever heard. I mean, who would just show up to hear for so long? Hear, they said, right? And then you have the doers. You know, I'm thinking about Jersey. I'm just a doer. I just do. I'm a doer. I just like to do. I just don't know. I don't know what it is. I just do, right? Right? So, and it's a southern version of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a doer, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I just like to do. I get to chew gum when you say that. Probably sound better if I'm chewing gum. Anyway, so please don't. Please. Oh, my goodness. So, okay. Let's move on. And so in that, you know, Paul talked about in Philippians chapter 3, he talked about all of his doings. You know, as a matter of fact, when you go to a minister's breakfast, you know, they don't say, what's God saying to you? They don't. I mean, it's not every one of them. I'm just talking about most of them. You know, the American concept, you know, they don't say, anyway, this is what's said. So, what you doing? And you say what you're doing and you go, well, what are you doing? I'm doing this. Oh, you're doing this. I'm doing that. What do you do? I do this. What do you do? So, I mean, it's all about works. It's all about doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like do and do, or do-do. You like a do-do meeting, right? It's like, and the people don't even really care what you're doing. It's just politically correct to have a do-do meeting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? This is what I do. We're not going to invest in each other. We're not going to respond. As a matter of fact, they may even think you're like, you know, out there, and they just leave. And that's not what we're called to do. We're not called to have a do and a do meeting. We're called to say, how are you? Can right. I help you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these different things we could say. And so he said, when Paul listed all of his dues, and he did it in Philippians 3, I mean, he listed all these awesome religious works. He did all these things
I mean, just wonderful things, just religious works. And there's so many things being done in the name of religion. I mean, just lots of things. And he said, you know what he said? He said, I consider it doo-doo. That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like the GIV version. But, you know, he said, I can.
Close, dung.
He said, I consider it dung. That's manure. Mm-hmm. He said, I consider it manure. And there's nothing worse to be in a doo-doo meeting, right?
That's right.
It's mm-hmm. like, come on. You know, where's the power of God? Why are we asking and talking about what God's saying? You know what I'm saying? Right. Why isn't there some... It's just, it's like, we're going to go out and build a new wing on this thing, and we're going to go out and do kind works. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, do this. It's like, is anybody hearing first what God wants you to do? Well, I don't have time to hear what he wants to do, but we're very religious. Can't you see? Can't you see, Paul? Mm-hmm. And then. So those that do and do without hearing, you know, that's what Paul considered all dung. He considered it doo-doo is what he said.
Right.
You know, and that's the King James version of it. And so with that, then you have the hear-dos, those who hear what God says, the word of God, and then they just do it. Mm. Hear-dos.
Mm-hmm.
They hear what God says, and they put it into practice. Jesus said, if you do this, you're a wise man that builds your house on a rock, and when the storm comes, you stand. Mm. James says, you're blessed in all you do when you're a hear-do. Hear ain't going to get it. Doo-doo ain't going to get it. But hear-do gets it. This is my question for you. Are you a hear-hear? Are you a doo-doo? Or are you a hear-do? If you find yourself in the first two categories, you can make a decision today that I'm going to be a doer of the word of God. I am going to break loose from the hear-hears and the doo-doos. And I'm just going to do what it says. I'm just going to read it, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to say, this is what he says marriage should be, and I'm going to do it. He says, this is how finance should be, and I'm going to do it. You know, in view of his mercies and his grace, and he's full of grace and mercy. You know, so we do this, and understanding that I'm no longer going to be a hear-hear. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm just built and designed that I can only hear for so long. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, when are we going to do something with this?
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like having this big, huge pep rally, and everybody's dressing up for it, and pom-poms, and new sound systems, and new hairdos, and new buildings, and new all this kind of stuff. And at some point, it's like, aren't we going to get on the field? 95% of the church self-professing Christians never get on the field and win one person to Jesus who died for them.
Yeah. It's not a go ye, it has become a come ye. And it's not a go ye church, it's become a come ye church. Come here.
Yeah,
come in the building.
Yes.
You know, but don't go.
That's exactly it. And we're called to be a go ye. We don't pray about, you know, oh, I'm just wondering, you know, I'm wondering, God, you know, it's me again. And thank you for my stuff and things. And I just want to ask this question. I'm just kind of pondering. Should I leave the lap of luxury? Should I cut back on my overtime? Should I sell my boat so I could go tell somebody about you? Mm. And then they hear some other voice that says, why would you want that? I mean, you got all this stuff going on. Just give some money to the 5% who will do it.
Right. Mm. Right.
But I'm going to tell you this. Listen. If you are struggling with moving from a hear-hear or from a do-do to a hear-do, and you want to get active right now, I want to encourage you. Go to vfnfamily.org. Maybe that's where you can begin to hear and you can do. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Or there's others across the world that are hearing and they're doing. George Bonner says people are leaving the hear-hears and the do-dos. I mean, he didn't say it that way. People are leaving tradition so they right. can keep their relationship with God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so understanding that you can begin to get active. And if you're struggling with, you know, trying to get them to God, lead them to God, lead them to VFN radio, lead them to VFN TV. It's a totally available for the world. The world's listening. Lead them to us, and we will partner with you to lead them to Christ, and we together can obey the Great Commission. The question is, are you a hear-hear, a do-do, or a hear-do?
And you think about it. It's also, there is, you know, hoodoo. there's hoodoo as well. Not only is there here, here, not only is there do, do, you know, and ultimately God's looking for here do's, but there's one more. There's hoodoo. Well, it's up on the VFN TV blog, but you think about it. I mean, a lot of people think they are what they do. You know, that's why they ask you, what do you do? And if you do something that actually gets more money, has more of a crowd or something like that because of the hoodoos, they think, oh my goodness, you're a bigger hoodoo than me. You know, but Jesus said this. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said this in Matthew, I think it's chapter 7, verse 21. He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does, so not just the do part, does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So it's not just doing. I mean, we've talked to people who are, they're doers, man. They really are doers. And they look around, they tell everybody, hey, this is what I do. But we talk to say, hey, what's God saying to you? I don't have a lot of time to that. And you know, we know people that, you know, that's being asked to speak over a large group of believers, and they're telling us that I haven't heard from the Lord in 2 years. It's like, don't speak over the people. Oh my goodness. And why is anybody choosing you to do that anyway? It's because you got here, you got doo-doo, and you got hoodoo. You know, and hoodoo is somebody who thinks that what they're doing is who they are. And that's why people don't mind telling you about what they do. That's what those do and do meetings is. But the hoodoo is, it's always been wrestled with in the church from the beginning of times, that people started, you know, saying, I got this gift, and so-and-so's got this gift, and I've been baptized by this person. You know, he's like, and he says, it goes on to say in verse 22, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not? So they're thinking, because they had a gift and because they used the gift, that's who they were. And they showed up and said, look, did you see how I sang for you, Jesus? I sang, and everybody just applauded me for singing that song. Did you see that?
Right.
He said, many people are going to come to me that day and say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Which means they prophesied. They means they accurately prophesied. I mean, I know people that are in the grave right now and died a sinner and died away from God, even though they prophesied accurately.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
don't we?
That's true.
And did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name, did we not drive out demons? Which means that somebody can have what they call a deliverance ministry. And demons could be flying out because it's the power, it's in the name of Jesus is what's happening. That's what's going on. God's God despite what's going on. And in your name, didn't we perform many miracles? Which means legs not there and legs come back. You know, somebody's dead, now they're alive. All these miracles begin to happen. Then Jesus said, then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. What does that mean? They were caught up in hoodoo. They really thought because they used a gift, and it was a gift. A gift is this. It's just given to you. It's just given to you, right?
Yeah.
It's just given to you.
Yeah.
It's like, so you're not what was given to you. It's like somebody giving you a car. You go, look, I'm a car. It's like, no, you're driving a car that somebody gave to you.
All right.
You know, now use it for the one that gave it to you.
Yeah.
And, or you look at the letters written to the church. The church is in Revelation that, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, using your gift is a fruit. It's fruit. Jesus said, you'll know them by the fruit. He says up right above that in the same Matthew chapter 7, he says in verse 15, he says, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are furious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, and every bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will know them or recognize them by their fruit. John 15, see, Jesus says, if you don't abide in me, then you're not going to bear fruit, and your branch is going to be thrown into the fire. That's what he says.
Right.
And so a lot of people would say, hey, my fruit is my gift. That's hoodoo. No, it's your intimate personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You know his voice, and he knows you. He knows you. You're spending time together, and fruit are people. Who are you loving? Whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do it to me. You know, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I needed clothes, you all the different things that he does. And he says, I'm not unjust. I won't forget the love you have shown me. as you help my people and continue to help them. If you say that you love me who you can't see and you don't love your brother, this part of saying that you're mine is a lie.
That's right.
It's how we treat other people. So it's not what we do who we are. It's the fact is, do we do what the Father told us to do? Did we obey the Father's will? And he said, Lord, Lord, many people come to him that last day. And he says, listen, you didn't do my Father's will. And you can only know his will when you hang out with him. You're going to have to spend some time, but you're going to need to abide with him. So you have, again, you have hear-hears, people who hear and hear again. Mm-hmm. I think America's got the most beautiful hear-hearers. Mm-hmm. And they have large facilities to hear and hear again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at some point, you got to do something.
Yeah, right.
And then you have the do's and the do's. You know, all those different do-do meetings that they're just talking about the do, but nobody really cares about it. They're just trying to make sure their do, their pile of do's bigger than your pile of do, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And they feel like they're accomplishing more because they have a bigger pile of do, right?
Yeah.
D-O.
Yeah.
Right? Doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And then you have the who-do's that, you know, they're caught up in, and they feel like they are who they are because of what they do. And so many people go down. I think about, you know, Kirk Franklin. You know, Kirk Franklin, you know, he's a singer. His gift is singing. But he was dying. He was performing what he does. And everybody thought he was what he does. At the same time, he's dying behind the scenes. And it took somebody to see the man behind what he does. Mm-hmm. And he knew this man wasn't what he does. That's not who he is. And reached out and began to minister to him, and he got totally healed, and now his gift is used in the right area. Because everybody that has a gift and understands this, they know people are receiving them based off what they do, but inside they're crying out to be recognized for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make that decision. You cannot let people, like people fell at Paul's feet to worship him, and people fall. You got to say, get off that ground. Don't be, you know, worshiping this gift, because this is supposed to draw you to God, not to me. And so I just want to encourage you today, you know, and of course, then you have hear do's, people who hear the word of God and do what it says. And they're blessed when they do this. They're blessed in all they do. You want to be blessed in all that you do. That is what you do, to be a hearer of the word and do what it says. Abide with God, hear what he says, and do what he says. You can find out more how to do that at iabide.org. We'll be right back.
I want to talk to you just for a quick moment here. You may be at the end of your religious road. You may have done everything religious that you could think of. I mean, you may have sung in choirs. You may have had perfect, quote, church attendance, unquote. You may have got real close to those who are in ministry. You may have done all these things, but yet you're empty. You've found yourself, you know, seeking and running after what you perceive to be right, but you are running after things and man and not God. Listen, that's a seek that God's put inside of you. That's a seek that God's put inside of you. He's put that inside of you. So anyway, we didn't get to finish, John, about, we were talking, I guess it's Friday or something, that we were at the fair, and we're walking to the fair, and we decided to get...
Pat, you gotta be careful about this.
I can't remember. It was so long ago, you know.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, you remember?
Yeah.
The we got on the zipper, right? All I know is that I just did what John said. Got on the zipper. And a zipper is like, it's like a straitjacket made from metal. Yeah, it's like a chair that you're just kind of strapped in, and they close the door, and there's two people in there, you know. So John and I are sitting in there, and it goes up and down. Have you ever seen a zipper ride? Maybe we could show you a zipper ride on the blog or something. And John was talking about, you know, be careful, you know, I get sick or something like that, you know. I mean, it's real difficult for me to be in movement and motion and stuff, and I don't have my Dramamine, so I forget what it was. I just didn't think that, you know, that could happen. And so here we are. We're on this ride, and he spins us around. The guy flips us around.
Yeah. No, the guy's like, do you want to be flipped? I'm like, no, we just want to enjoy the ride. flip. Of course, Greg's like, yeah, sure, flip us, spin us around. I'm like, are you kidding me? This thing is going way up,
man. I wanted to get my 25 cents worth.
Yeah, thanks.
So we're flipping and flipping and flipping and flipping and flipping and flipping and flipping. And I said, this is fun. And then I looked over at you. And you were sweat beads were coming down your head. And we're locked in this straitjacket of metal. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is not going to be good. This is not going to be good. It just dawned on me.
Yeah, that's going to do what, bro? I'm
yeah.
Like, right. It's about to happen. I'm like, don't you shake this thing. Stuff.
It dawned on me that you were serious. I think, oh my goodness, he's about to woof his cookie in his straitjacket. And I'm thinking, oh man, of course I quit rocking it. But I'll never forget that look on your face, man. I'm thinking, oh my goodness.
And the rest of the night, remember that?
My goodness, man. I'm thinking,
this could be the moment. This could be the moment.
Oh, I just really believed at that moment when I looked at you, you know, and you were pale face and sweat beads coming down. I'm thinking, it's not going to be good. So I want to encourage you that when you are hearing somebody saying, you know, this could happen or that can happen,
it can
happen. Mm-hmm. I just want to thank God right now. I just want to thank God for retaining all that junk food.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we never did see it. It just wrote an invitation and said, I'd like to come out. You said no. And I'm very thankful for that.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. With me in the studios in the last couple of minutes is Pat Hamilton. Oh, I was so convinced we were going to see what we just saw before you actually put it.
I know.
Oh, it was so much fun. We were younger then. Now, no telling, I'll probably do the very same thing. I remember, I don't have time to talk about it, but I had the same experience on the teacup.
In
Disney World, yeah. I'm like, I'm going to spin this puppy. And you know, Donna and Megan.
That's the kiddie ride, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's the kiddie ride. Who would ever thought you would feel that way on a teacup, right?
Right.
And so I'm like spinning it. I'm like, boosh, boosh. We're flying around. Our heads are like pulling back with huge gravitation. All of our heads are going to lean back.
That's a kiddie ride.
Right. Well, yes, yes. And then I looked somewhere or something. I thought, I am spinning around at 30,000 miles an hour. Our heads are leaning back. I can't even, all I can see is their necks because their heads are back. And I'm fixing, this is not going to be good. You know, I thought, man, I am fixing. Oh my goodness. But I just thank God he had mercy on me. It didn't happen to me. Here we're coming to the end of the extra hour. I do want to say to all of our listeners, we are enjoying this conversation that we're having together. Don't forget, you can go to the VFN TV blog and check out the highlights. Also, our VFN TV app, our 2.0 is coming out really soon. We're excited about VFN TV app 2.0. It's a whole even new look and a new a way of presenting, bringing you more of what we're doing. My goodness, here we are at the end. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And we will see you tomorrow on VFN Radio. And don't forget the loop 24/7. God bless.